It's a gray, rainy morning at Mary's Quick Stop in Viroqua, where a truck pulls up in front of the store. There's a freshly killed brown and tan turkey in the back. Cashier Taylor Brevik steps outside to check the hunter's paperwork. It's his job to make sure the hunter has a valid permit that proves he shot the bird legally.
All right, let's see. Donald Everson, yep. Looks like we got a match there.
Brevik wraps a metal rod around the turkey's leg. The hunter, Don Everson of Cedar Falls, Iowa, pulls ahead to a turkey scale at the outside corner of the building. His bird weighs 21 pounds, exactly, which Everson says is about average in size. Everson says he almost called the day off due to rain.
I was a little pessimistic this morning with the weather, with the cold and rain like it was and wind, but got to be patient, stick with it.
Everson is one of the fortunate ones. The Wisconsin DNR estimates only one out of every four hunters will bag a turkey. Just down the road in a heavily wooded area off County Highway N near the small community of Purdy is the first spot where the Wisconsin DNR released 334 wild turkeys from Missouri back in 1976. Dave Matthews is a Wisconsin DNR wildlife specialist. He says the landowner took quite a risk allowing the DNR to release the birds.
You know, for the farmer, the landowner, to stick his neck out and say, yeah, come on in and release this bird that has not really lived in Wisconsin for quite a period of time, and we'll see what happens.
What happened is the turkeys multiplied, more so than the DNR predicted. Matthew says there are now somewhere between 400,000 to 500,000 wild turkeys in the state, with just under 150,000 hunters out and about so far this season. Todd Furgit hunts with his father at a top-secret location, a 500-acre property in the southern part of the county. He says the turkeys, at least in Vernon County, have grown smarter over time.
I mean, I really think, personally, that genetically, over time, I mean, the birds that have those traits where they don't gobble a whole lot, they're real cautious, those are the ones that survive.
Todd's father, Sam Furgit, says it's a different story in other parts of Wisconsin.
They'll be along the road in Marathon County. You can stop there with a car, and they'll just walk off. You see them on a field here, you stop the car, and they're in the next county. I mean, they're gone.
The Wisconsin DNR's Dave Matthews says for many, it's not just about the hunt itself. It's a chance to enjoy the springtime.
It takes place at a traditionally different time of the year in the spring. It's a beautiful time of the year to be out for the most part. You know, life is coming, emerging in the springtime versus the fall when things are going to bed.
Matthews says there is a slight increase in the number of turkey hunters every year. The Wisconsin DNR sold over 225,000 individual turkey hunting licenses this year. Hunting season wraps up on May 23rd. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.